one is 60.
I wonder when I see something like this whether or not it's true what you said, that this stuff is still usable today.
Well, no, wait a minute. I didn't say it's usable today.
Some of the answers they tried then.
Well, in some ways, it is better than anything I've seen today. Now, okay. I haven't kept track of this in recent years. Okay, now this is another thing, and there's several of them here. The fellow that did this is Mike Beeler, and he's still around. He should be reachable to the MIT Alumni Association. I got his phone number, and I haven't managed to reach him. He was a roommate actually of mine at one stage, several years earlier than this.
What's he doing?
He got a hold of some solar corona data through some contact he had. I don't know the details of it. And basically, this was displaying the sunspots and other features on the sun based on that data.
How the heck are they doing that?
Well, and this one is color, and of course, see, we didn't have color on any of our displays in those days to speak
right.
of. However, there was one. DEC had made two.
Date sitting there.
Yeah, that's his February
13,
1970.
Yeah.
So this one's considerably old. But anyway, DEC had made two color displays as an experiment, and these were really humongous. It was about as long as this whole desk here. It had electronics and two bays on either side, and then in the center it had a big shadow mask CRT, early television.
It's that round screen thing.
Well, this one actually wasn't round. Many of the CRTs in those days were. This one was a CRT that had been designed for an early color television. So,
okay.
So it was sort of pseudo rectangular, but it was a point plotting display. And of course, there's enough problems with convergence you have three different. Shadow mask, you've got to come at it from the right angle, so you have to converge it, so that the red and the right and the green and the blue all hit the same place for the same nominal deflection.
Uh-huh.
Well, with a random point plotting thing, the problems of that are just multiplied. So basically, that caused the effective resolution to be very low.
But what we're seeing here, this guy goes off and he gets some data from somebody.
Yeah.
And that data is numerical data. Some measurements have been made scanning the sun and so forth.
That's right.
And now what he's doing is he's doing the first take at doing a graphical display of the numerical data, and that's the plots that we're looking at.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I thought.
And so I think this was very likely taken during this color display. Having been made, it was so low resolution that it wasn't really of use to anyone. And basically, it kind of sat around at DEC,
yeah.
one of them, for many years. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, well, let's get rid of this thing, give it to MIT. So at a fairly late stage, this is 1970, we already had the KA-10. This is the successor to the PDP-6.
Okay.
And we had the two computers set up in the same computer room, and we were phasing over from the 6 to the 10, and that involved, by that time we were running the time-sharing system. And
this is all in Tech Square now?
This is Tech Square, ninth floor of Tech Square.
Right.
And we had to deal with the paging thing, the user mode hardware, and essentially we made a serious modification to the guts of the PDP-10 to add a paging box.
Okay.
And while that was happening, the KA-10 was kind of out of commission for running time sharing for quite a while.
Yeah.
But we would use it for running this color display and sort of games. And
okay.
Kind of as a separate processor, whereas the main load was on the PDP-6. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Which was the Multics game?
No, Multics is a completely different system now.
Honeywell.
No. Our thing was the PDB-6 and the PDB-10.
Okay.
Now, the Multics people were at the other end of the floor,
okay.
And they had a succession of machines and a whole other
separate story.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's the solar thing displayed on the color display. Okay.
So you guys are the ITS people.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're the CTSS people.
Well, CTSS was much earlier.
Yeah, but there's two camps of players like that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. CTSS followed, Multics following CTSS and ITS.
It's still unique.
Okay, so now we're going here into 17.